This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time for you to call in so we can answer any of your gardening questions. So do that. Like I said, we're going to be here. So it's starting to look like it's going to be a beautiful day. Definitely feels that way, at least. We're sun's starting to pop out. Blue sky. Great day to get out in the garden and enjoy it while we still can, right? We're at the time of year where we kind of say, all right, is this the last warm day we're going to get? Is this the, you know, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? So this is that time of year. We're not completely there yet, but I always think ahead. I'd say we're another month before we can really say that, but we're trying to think ahead. We're trying to say, all right, this is what we're doing. So, you know, let's think about it. Let's think about getting ready for winter. You know, you hate to say it, but we gotta think about it. We gotta think about it early. And so we're ready. So what does that mean? That means a number of things. You know, let's make sure we have, our plants ready. Let's make sure our plants know, all right, we still care about them. We've had a long summer of rain where we didn't have to do much for them, but we're still here. You know, things, what else do we do this time of year to get some, you know, cleanup done? Well, it's not just about, you know, cleaning up the leaves and cleaning up the yard. It's about everything that we do for the year to get ready for next year, so that next year we can start the season off easier than prior years. So, you know, we haven't had leaves start to fall. Maybe you have in some of the areas, but once the leaves are around, you can get them cleaned up, or you can use them as like a compost area. You could also use them to cover some of your shrubs, but we're not looking to really start to cover our shrubs yet. We're still really, getting ready to get things ready for winter, if that makes sense. You know, the more I think about it, I look at the date, and it's still early September. We still could have a month and a half of warm weather. You never know. But I got to think ahead. You know, those are things that, you know, working also in a retail facility, you're always thinking of the next season. What can we do to get that ready ahead of time? What can we do to be successful, et cetera? So that's kind of where my mind always is thinking about that next season. But we talked about it a little bit with lawns. Still plenty of time to put grass seed down. The ground is still warm enough. The temperatures in the day don't fluctuate too heavily. You know, we're not talking 40-degree drops or 35, 30-degree drops. We're looking at maybe 15 to 20. And they're gradual drops. They're not the drops that we get in, like, late October where the day could be very warm and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, it's 45. This is, you know, we're not talking that. We're not there yet. But once we get to that point, that's when we slow down on some of these work projects so we can still keep going. Now, I know we talk about it a lot, but right now, best time to get the lawn started, but it's also a great time to feed it and take care of the soil, right? If you have an established lawn, this is not the time of year where we just go to bed, right? We just take a break. We're like, all right, it's all over. Everything's done. We need to take care of our plants and our lawn and everything along those lines. So we need to keep going with that. So what do? Right now, you've probably in the past week or so, if you do your every 6 weeks for fertilization, you probably put that fall fertilizer down or at least got to that point. Or maybe you put another just straight fertilizer down, you know, like that step three or application three, and that we're going into the final phase, right? Maybe if you use the natural alternative products, you are just putting down the lawn fertilizer because their fall application, their application four, because they have five applications, right? We still have that winter application coming because the roots are still growing, although not as fast and not as, you know, they're not doing as much, but we still need to feed them during the winter. So realize that if you're feeding now, we have time again to feed one more time before winter. And that's usually at the end of October from now. So about 6 weeks, you think about it, a couple more weeks left in this month, 4 weeks in the next, boom, end of the month around Halloween, maybe a little bit earlier. But having another application in the lawn is going to help you be successful for next year and help your winter, your lawn overwinter a little easier. Now we do have a call on the line on the lawn, right? Yeah, on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Yeah, that's what we talk about sometimes. You're on. Frank is in Mass.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Colin, I planted several annuals this year, and I was just wondering if I could save some of them, dig them up, pot them, and either keep them in the shed or in the basement for the winter.
So what type of annuals are they?
Nothing native, like some begonias, I think, were some of them. They've done well. They've gotten big. It would be nice to keep them than just letting them die over the winter.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you definitely can keep them. They're only considered annuals out here because of the fact that it just gets too cold for them. In other areas, they can stay out throughout, you know, the year. So you can definitely do it. Now, what does that mean? What do you need to do? So you'd have to look at the type of begonia you have. Are they wax begonias? Are they tuberous begonias? You know, and kind of figure out which ones those are. The biggest thing here is they all begonias, if they're tuberous or wax begonias, they cannot withstand freezing cold temperatures, right? So either one has to come in. But it just depends on which one you have. Do you know which one you have?
I don't know.
Okay. So we can go over a little bit of both, right? So like a tuberous begonia, right? Those should be dug up and stored indoors during the winter. So like in a basement maybe. what you do is you kind of dig them up in the fall. Once the foliage has started to turn from that green color, maybe it turns a little bit lighter green, or maybe even like the first very light frost. Okay.
Okay.
What you want to do from there is if they're, like, again, if we're in the tuberous begonia, you will spread them on the ground. You can put newspaper down. You can put paper, whatever you want to do. And you want to leave it in a sunny area until that's thoroughly dry, right? That way you can cut away any of the remaining foliage and then get rid of the excess soil. So a tuberous begonia is one where it's going to look like a bulb. It's almost going to look like a giant root in the soil, right? So that's what we would be looking to do. Those we have to, in order to get them to save them, that's what we would do to overwinter them, right? Now, you most likely have like a wax begonia or one of those things in most cases, right? The wax begonias can actually be stored in containers throughout the, you know, brought indoors and sitting around throughout the winter. So we can go into that a little bit more detail because we only got about 20 seconds before the break. So hang tight with me. When we get back, we'll go over what to do with the wax begonias. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few moments.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com.
John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Frank in regards to begonias. And he's had, you know, a lot of success with them this year, and he wants to bring them inside for the winter. Now, not to confuse you even more, but we talked a little bit about the tuberous begonias and what needs to happen there. Then we talked about, wax begonias. But there's a couple other types of begonias out there that I want to bring up to you so you kind of know what to do. Because it's a little bit different on each of them. Okay, so there's the rhizome-type begonias. The way to figure out that it's a rhizome begonia is basically look if there's a thick stem along the surface of the soil, that's the style. Now, if that's the case, you can bring them inside, and you want to have it bright, like filtered light. Not, full sun, but filtered light. You can keep them indoors, and they do not go dormant. They just keep going. Now,
okay, so it just becomes an indoor plant.
It can, yeah, definitely, without an issue, right? It's not a bad thing, because some of these have some beautiful flowers, and it would be awesome to have, right? There's two more types that I want to just go over just to make sure. So there's the cane type and the bedding begonias. The cane type, those you might recognize the name of, like, angel wing or dragon wing types. They, honestly, the foliage looks like wings. Right, so those to really do the best, they need a very bright light, not full like hot scorching sun all day, but they need bright light, keep moist lightly, but they never go dormant. So the other thing you want to do is make sure that they don't dry out, right, or very dry. Now, the final one that I haven't really gone over is Rex begonia. Rex begonia is the one that could be the hardest of all to do. They also don't go dormant, and you don't want to allow them to dry out. But what they need is they need a higher humidity level, right? They're just like a lot of the houseplants. Houseplants need humidity to really be successful with the area that they're in. Now, if you think about the majority of houseplants that we consider houseplants, at least in New England, they're tropical type, right? They do well with humidity. So adding humidity to the area, easy way to do that. Get like a plastic saucer, fill it with, not fill it, about halfway with rocks, and then fill the rest with water all the way to about the top. You can leave it in the area. What that does is the water in there will slowly turn into humidity, right, and keep that area. Another thing to do to help create humidity, to create your houseplant, to be successful, is group them. Don't just have them individual. Try to get, you know, three, four of them together so that they can feed off of each other in essence. They don't feed, like, fertilizer-wise, but they feed off humidity-wise. They create their own little, you know, humidity area. So those are the types, and they can all be successful indoors. It's just the tuberous styles that need winter dormancy. That's the one that have the big tubers. Basically where it, so if you were to look at the pot or if they're in the ground, it would be where there would be this big tuber, almost like a potato, just for lack of better, you know, description, where the stem goes into a giant potato right on the soil.
Okay.
So I know I went through a lot, but they're all pretty close to each other. The only one that's probably the most difficult to overwinter is creating that winter dormancy would be the tuberous begonias.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
And one other thing, I know we're right up against a break here, but one other thing is just during the winter, I know I said, you know, don't let them dry out, but you also don't want to overwater them because we're not trying to push growth. You don't really need to do a lot of fertilization, maybe once every 6 weeks just to give them something. And the final thing is when you bring them in, spray them before you go inside with like a neem oil to get any of those insects that might be there so you don't bring them inside and get everything else. Okay?
Great. I appreciate it.
All right, Frank. Thanks. You have a great one. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris says the Texas abortion law is essentially an abortion bounty law.
The President and I are unequivocal in our support of Roe v. Wade and the constitutionality of Roe v. Wade and the right of women to make decisions for themselves with whomever they choose about their own body.
Former President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to the New York City Fire Department and New York City Police Department on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. He went on to criticize President Joe Biden's pullout from Afghanistan, saying that it hasn't been covered properly by the media and that he felt it was very disappointing. This is USA Radio News. President Biden laid a wreath at the Flight 93 National Memorial Saturday after spending the morning at the Ground Zero ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Everybody says, Biden, why do you keep insisting on trying to bring the country together? That's the thing that's going to affect our well-being more than anything else how the rest of the world responds. Knowing that we actually can, in fact, lead by the example of our power. I think we can do it. We've got to do it.
Biden spoke to reporters outside the Shankville Volunteer Fire Station. The body of a U.S. Marine killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan returned home to Massachusetts on Saturday, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that led to America's longest war. A procession including Marines, local and state police, firefighters, and city officials escorted the hearse bearing Sergeant Johanny Rosario Pichardo's flag-draped casket on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time in the show for calls, for everything. So give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. But we'll keep on keeping on in regards to what we're, you know, we're doing for this fall season. We're almost there. It's interesting, right? I, you know, obviously I talk about my daughters all the time. Well, I kind of like them. But we were, they're understanding seasons, etc. And my youngest, she's just like, it's fall still, right, Dad? It's fall, right? And it you know, technically it's summer, but I just don't have the heart to tell her because she's so excited that it's fall because she just loves the season. I love the fact that they enjoy the different times of year, the different changes in it. I know my oldest daughter, Katie, loves it because of the fact that when it's fall, it's means it's her birthday time, right? So she gets excited for that, but it's pretty cool to be going through this with them. So they're starting to understand the different seasons and what's going on. And, you know, it's kind of funny that every day it's like, is this still fall? Is this still fall? When is it winter? I think my youngest wants to know it's winter because her birthday's in winter. But, you know, those are, we all have our own goals and they have their goals. But anyways, you know, I went up to see my mom yesterday up in Maine. The house is sold, so she's moving in the next week or so. But went up to see her, see the house, see everything. And, you know, I had taken a ton of my father's books when he passed away to learn. And, you know, I had said, you know, let's kind of see what happens with the rest of the books. Well, I will tell you, yesterday I filled the majority of the back of my truck with books. So I am looking to have these, to really look into them and see things and see how he learned. It's interesting, right, as some of the books kind of fell over on the shelves, little news articles in random spots in between. So I look forward to seeing those and reading those. You know, I have these big goals of being able to look at it and put it on a bookshelf and say, all right, these are alphabetical by style, etc. But the amount of books that my father had in regards to the garden isn't completely understandable why he had so much knowledge. So it was just really cool to see that, you know, now I'm going to have his entire collection of books to learn from and to be able to build even more of my knowledge, because we're always learning and going forward. So it was interesting to see all the different books, because I, you know, like I said, I had looked through it and said, all right, here, you know, I'll take these ones because this is a little bit more, this one's a little bit more, but now it was just, let's take everything. So I'm going to be able to go through these books a little bit more and say, all right, we can talk about this, we can do this. You know, one thing that he had a lot of is the different styles of pruning. You know, and then we get a lot of questions about pruning and what we can do, when we can do it. So it'll be interesting to see from some of these books, you know, any other different techniques that we use. Because, you know, when somebody calls, it's always, okay, what do I do? And I always start with the same. And I think this is the case with everything, because this is how I learned it, was, you know, we work on the deadwood, we work on the cross branches and the sucker growth. Those three are always the first three that we think about. But it'll be interesting to see how those go. The one thing I'm not looking forward to is now moving all those books inside. So, you know, hey, I have my thoughts on the whole situation, but it's going to be pretty cool, to go through them. Like I said, I'd be interested to see some of these little articles that I found here and there. So I definitely look forward to that. Now our phone number here, if you have some questions, is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, really quick, on the way up to Maine to see my mom, we're driving on the highway, and you know, I heard it on the break, and it kind of, I already had known, but it was a crazy moment. You know, yesterday was 9/11, 20-year anniversary. We're driving on the highway, and it was the area in Lawrence where the Marine who passed away in Afghanistan was being brought home, and flags were everywhere. People were there. It was a crazy feeling. You know, obviously, heart goes out to the family, but man, that sign of unity was awesome. You know, it brings me back to September 12th, 2001, when everybody was all together, and that was just really cool. So I just wanted to bring that up because it was pretty moving to see. So, you know, my heart goes out to that family. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right back into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Morning.
I got three questions.
Sure.
One is my cyclamen.
Yep.
What do I feed that?
Okay. Now, are you using it as a houseplant, or is it outside right now?
It's in the inside.
Okay. And you're looking, has it started to produce new flowers, or has it started to push that yet?
No. I had flowers on it when I got it.
Okay.
But now the leaves are coming, you know, new leaves are starting to come up.
Perfect. So, you know, what you can be doing is we can just do like an all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 or even like a 5-10-5 for it.
Okay.
Now, what I want you to look at doing is when the flowers are starting to develop, when you're starting to see them pop up, I want you at that point to use a heavy phosphorus fertilizer, so the middle number, right? So that the middle number could be like a like a 10-20-10, a 5, that just a heavier middle number,
okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So okay. That what it does is it will help promote, like, bigger and stronger blooms, and the blooms will last longer.
Okay.
That phosphorus, if we do too heavy phosphorus too early, it's going to promote really green leaves and huge roots, but it's not going to push the flowers. So we don't want to push the phosphorus yet. So that's why we use like a general all-purpose, and we'll fertilize every 3 to 4 weeks until we start to see some of the flowers start to pop. And at that point, that's when we go with like, you can use like a bloom booster, a liquid fertilizer, like Peters has one or Miracle-Gro. The bloom booster is what you would look for, and that's got that heavy middle number.
Okay. And for my hydrangea, when do we cut that?
Now, is it a white or a blue hydrangea?
It's blue.
Okay. So, has it finished flowering? Did it just flower?
There's a couple flowers, but we had a flood, and it was over, like, near, over the hydrangea.
Yep.
But it has blooms on yet, but I don't know what to do now, if it's going to come back next year, what I should do with it, you know?
Yeah, so what I always look at with anything that flowers is pruning it after it's flowered.
Mm.
So you can enjoy the flowers and go from there. So a lot of the blue hydrangeas, unless you get like the endless summer hydrangea, those you're going to be pruning just after they flower. Where the endless summer hydrangea, you can prune pretty much any time throughout the year, right?
Okay.
So what I would...
Oh,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So what I would look at doing is take a look at maybe thinning out the hydrangea a little bit for the winter, right? You want to kind of look at it and know that, older wood on the plant. So, a couple year old wood is not going to have as many blossoms as the second year wood. So we need anything that's coming, any new stem from this year, next year will have a flower on it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but the ones that are older, we want to kind of get rid of so we can thin it out a little bit.
And do I have to put a burlap around that?
You don't necessarily have to.
No?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
What I would also look to do next is prune all the flowers off just after, once they're done, right?
Okay.
Because that's going to help them in twofold. One, if snow sits on top of them or ice sits on top of them, it's going to weep over and go close to the ground, and then you could have some stems that could snap. And we don't want to do that. So prune them out. You could even cut some of the hydrangeas now and dry them inside to use them for anything else, right? From there, like I said, we're removing the oldest canes, the oldest branches. If you're looking to say, all right, I need it to be a little bit smaller for next year,
mm-hmm.
You can prune it at this point by like a third.
Oh, really?
Right. It would just, again, it would depend on the type of hydrangea you have.
Yeah,
if it's the old style.
Yeah, it's the old style, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so that's one with the blue that will bloom on old wood is what it's called. So it's basically a year or two old stems is what they will bloom on, not the newer growth. So right now, pretty much any of the stems for next year are going to be considered old wood, right? Because at the beginning of the season, they're all going to be there. The other thing I'd be looking at doing right now is, were they blue enough for you, right? If they were a light blue and they weren't into that dark blue, look at putting a soil acidifier down, right? Hydrangeas like acidic soil, and the soil acidifier will bring the pH level down, but it takes time. It's not like an instant gratification type thing. It might take a couple applications. So right now, would be a good time to put that in there. So the next spring, you can do it one more time. And mid-year, you might actually see a change in the color.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I got one last question.
Sure.
Do I still feed my poinsettia? I have it in the house.
Yeah, I mean, have we... So the poinsettia, you know, getting it to grow and getting the... to flower, right? We're going into that point where we need to do the dark period, right?
Is that October the 1st, right?
Yeah, we're almost there. Right. So we're not really looking to promote new growth with the fertilizer. When was the last time you fertilized?
All about 2 months ago.
I mean, you could. You could fertilize it now just to help the roots establish for, you know, that next period. But we're not far from when we need to do the dormant period. So I don't go with a heavy one. Go with a lighter fertilizer, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
What would you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And sun's out now. Looking better. Looking like going to be a good day for us. So definitely get out there and enjoy it today. If you're not going to some of the sports out there, those types of things. Get out and enjoy the day in the garden if you can. I know here, we recently moved to Chelmsford. We were in Lowell for a number of years, but we're in Chelmsford now. And I haven't had time in about a week to be out in the garden. And I wouldn't call it a garden. I call it trees, a forest almost. And been trying to clean up the area, get everything, done for winter. Less trees, thin it out. The property we bought had, I don't know how many trees, but it was covered in trees everywhere. And so we're looking to, remove some of those trees. We're going to end up having a few cut down. About 12 of them to let some more light in here. But it's amazing to see what was successful here. And what's thriving despite some of the areas. Now, I have on the property about 6, maybe 7 Rose of Sharon. 5 of them are in one spot, 2 are in another. It's amazing to see. They're in mostly shade, but some of them did flower. They'll get a filtered light, but It's like, all right, well, those would be good to keep around here. Maybe once I clear some trees, the sun's going to help them get thicker. Maybe I can move them. Another thing I found was a green Japanese maple, like a Veritas-type Japanese maple. The green Japanese maple is one of my favorites, so it was really cool to discover here. Now, that's been in the shade. And so it's very thin. You can tell it's older because it's about 8 feet tall, but it's not thick. So that's another one we're going to move to be able to move around. But walking around the property, you can see where old walking paths were. There's some great-looking rock walls. It's very nice. So I'm excited to be looking forward to doing some of the work around here. It's going to be exciting, especially how we move forward with it, bringing in some light to see what we can do, because there is moss everywhere in the soil. So we know what that means, right? Compact soil, very shady, in not a lot of grass will grow. So we got a lot of work to do. I got to bring in some different, some loom, some compost, those types of things. What do I got to do? So we're looking to do those things as things go forward here, and create a nice area. You can tell there's also a lot of yews on the property to create like a pathway, and yews have a use to them. I just don't think the use is for me. But that, I'm not looking to create a border. I'm looking to open it up a little bit. So we're going to be looking at getting rid of some of those and starting fresh. It's great to talk to a lot of the neighbors around here. The previous owners loved nature and loved the outdoors. And so it's been one of those things where, you kind of say, I don't want to cut down all the trees, but I'm going to almost start over. A lot of these trees are so big that they're leaning towards the house, and if those fall, they're going to do some damage. So we've been looking at fixing those, but we want to start fresh and start looking through and opening up the property. So we'll go through as time goes on of how it looks and how things will be. So it's definitely will be worth. Worth all of our time. We'll do some work on the inside too, but I'm pretty excited because right now we're getting ready. I'm already thinking spring here. I told you I like to think a season ahead. Well, I'm two seasons ahead for this. Now, if you have some questions, give us a call. We got a couple hours left. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll get back. We'll have a couple hours left. We'll answer some calls.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.